So good afternoon, Jeff.
Good afternoon, David.
And welcome back from vacation, because we have been off for the last 2 weeks while you went and relaxed.
Which I I'm did glad indeed. To hear that. Yes. Thank you.
But the world hasn't, as you may have noticed, is that the news just keeps rolling on. And so obviously the big story this week was the hurricane, Irene, that came up the coast and unprecedented hit places like New York and now poor Vermont. So there isn't much to say about the hurricanes other than we can just send our condolences out to everybody and just say, wow, nature's just amazing when it goes, right?
Yeah.
But we've also noticed some other things, and we've been wanting to talk about global warming for a while. And this obviously is a huge issue in the culture. We hear lots of perspectives from both the people that believe in it and support it and say we should be doing things as a result of that, and then others that have other perspectives of saying, you know, everything from it doesn't exist, you're crazy, to other people, including Integral, that has some interesting perspectives on it. And so that's what we really want to talk about today. And the other thing we've noticed is a lot of earthquakes lately, right? Mm-hmm. So when you look at the sort of the postmodern story of earth changes, right, there's, and you can get this anywhere, you know, one of the things is these are signs. I mean, this is one way of making meaning out of this is, wow, you're having an earthquake in Washington, D.C. We had one in Colorado. These are not normal. There's earthquake. We're going to get to this because you have some interesting statistics on
that. Well, it's just part of the strata of our being is that we have a lot of antenna for that kind of thing. Right. So we need to interpret it. It's huge data for us.
Yeah.
And so we have, at different stages of the game, different stories about it.
Yes, and we're going to get into that. And you have some really interesting statistics that you shared with me yesterday that I, you know, when you're kind of going crazy making and going, well, is it more active? And we'll get into that. Yep. But let's start with global warming, because this is one of the cause celebs of our time. And certainly a lot of very intelligent people are on all sides of this, and there are all kinds of different perspectives. So why don't we just start with that and just say, what generally do you see from an Integral perspective around this whole concept of global warming?
Well, first of all, you know, one of the things that's most interesting about it, it is indeed a global issue. And so as you look at the evolution of humanity, you see that people have evolved from tribes to bigger tribes to nation states to now a global commons that we are as humanity just working our way into. And we have been enmeshed economically and militarily and so forth for decades now and ever more complex systems. And now this is a new emergent, or emergent that we're newly aware of, this climate change, that is calling for a global response and a global solution. And as humanity, we're actually working our way into it, I think, quite effectively. Not fast enough for people who think that they know how it is and want the rest of the world to get to their way of thinking. That's typical of what human beings do. And in some ways, that's what fuels the system of continuing to gain intelligence and perspective on this. So what we see is that it is indeed true that the climate changes, period. I mean, it has changed all through history, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly, and we're just learning a lot more about that. And we see that the climate has increased in the Earth about 1.5 degrees Fahrenheit since 1970, and that's significant. And we see that among scientists, there's about 97 out of 100 agree that the Earth is warming and that human beings are in some way responsible for that.
Now, in that 97%, because I hear this a lot, this percentage, is that 97% saying it is because of us or we have a part in this?
Well, we have a part in this.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to be clear.
And that's, I think, actually one of the things that we're sort of, as even scientifically minded people, and a lot of people aren't scientifically minded about this, but those of us who are see that it's a bigger complex system of just natural forces and solar flares. And there's a lot of information that we are, as a species and as a scientific elite and a political elite, processing right now. And you see it in real time. It's actually interesting to just surf around the web and, you know, challenge some of your typical hunting grounds and see what other perspectives are. Not that all perspectives are equal on this. I mean, science does get to trump in certain ways, even though we also see that science itself is malleable and cannot be completely unhinged from cultural and, you know, various kinds of influences. So, you know, it's just... climate change itself is a complex system, and the human response to it is a complex system. So what we see is that, first of all, only about 60% of the people on the face of the earth are even aware of it. So there's a lot of people in India and, you know, China and Africa, you know, the less developed, and that's the basic trend. The more developed a country is, the more they're aware of this. Now, in most of the first world, like Western Europe and Japan and Australia, the whole climate thing is not as polarized as it is in America. America, good old America, you know, crazy us. We use it basically at this point. It's morphed into a proxy war between conservatives and liberals. And so you have, and this is interesting research here from a study by George Mason and Yale Universities that showed that 18% of the American population is alarmed by global warming, thinks, you know, we need to make radical changes in order to stave off a certain disaster. That's 18%. On the other end of the bell curve is 18% are doubtful or dismissive that climate change is happening. And in fact, about 8% of them are actively against, you know, any kind of climate legislation. So these are the two extremes on the bell curve. And they get a lot of press. They get a lot of time. In many cases, they actually have careers that, you know, you get scientists, you get climate deniers. They can create careers on this. And it's not that they don't believe it. It's just that we have to factor that in. And then there's the sort of the reasonable middle that kind of thinks that it's happening, not too sure. Currently, on the list of what Americans are concerned about, climate change is about eighth on that list. So it's falling. And so, you know, we have to, as even liberals who are kind of basically moving towards the alarmed part of the spectrum, is just factor in that we have to deal with a population that is not riled up about this.
You've been listening to a segment from the Daily Evolver Dialogues with Jeff Salzman and David Reardon. For the full discussion, please go to integrallife.com or click the link just above the audio player.